Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
And on this sunny day in Denver, Colorado, welcome to Call to Freedom. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Now, if you look at rich with money, with a money sign, with a dollar sign, you're not getting it. You're not getting what God is saying here. He makes us rich through his love and joy and peace and patience and kindness, the fruit of Holy Spirit. And it helps us to make ourselves available and also productive in this life on earth. So it's the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Praise the Lord. God's desire to bless you is as great as he is, and he is the creator of all, and it's just impossible to fathom. It truly is. I find myself, especially on these weekends, I find myself just praising God all day long, because every little thing and every big thing that I encounter, he takes care of, and he makes sure that it's successful. He promised that in Joshua 1:8, that if we're in the Word of God and we meditate on it day and night, he will make our way prosperous and bring success into our lives. So praise the Lord for that. I hope you're having a wonderful experience with Holy Spirit leading you and guiding you today. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise God forever and ever. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And if you would like to listen to previous programs of Call to Freedom, you go to Freedom Street. Call to Freedom. You go to freedomstreet.org. Sometimes when it's Monday, I have to check my mind to see if I'm saying the right things. And Rachel with thumb up is saying, yeah, I understand. And you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on radio shows. And you can also give there. Hit that donate button. Thank you so much for your donations. Thank you for your contributions to Call to Freedom. You've been so faithful. Some of you 20, 25 years. Oh, God is richly rewarding you. I hope you understand that, and I hope you realize that in the precious name of Jesus, that you really, truly realize what God is doing in your life. I know you may be comparing yourself with someone who's really wealthy or doing well, but look at what God has given to you. Oh, a life of joy and peace and his righteousness. Praise the Lord forever and ever. And I want to thank God for those of you who have given through the post office. You know, so many of us look down our noses at the post office. But I'll tell you what, in the 35 years that we've been receiving mail, and that was before we were even on radio, we were receiving mail from all over the United States because Darren had been a host of Darren's Coffee Shop. I'll tell you, maybe five times there have been letters that have not gotten to us, or that people have said that it was stolen. In that amount of time? Oh, so I rely heavily on the post office to send you sets, CD sets and booklets and the power pack. I rely heavily on them. So praise the Lord. I'm going to say praise the Lord for the post office. Yes. Amen. How many times have you heard people say praise the Lord for the post office? We have a meeting this Saturday, April the 12th, and that's a Passover for the Jewish community. And we really respect what they do and what they live and how they're seeking God in their particular religion. I thank God for them. And one of these days, they're going to come know Jesus Christ as their Messiah. And some are really, truly doing that. Our meeting starts at 10 o'clock with praise to God for his goodness and a Bible study centered on Jesus, the Passover Lamb. We're going to be talking about this Saturday. We will have lunch, and I'll be preparing a dish similar to beef stroganoff. And we'll have fellowship after the meeting. If you would like to bring a side dish and your last name begins with A through M, bring a dessert. And if your last name begins with N through Z, bring a salad. Or you can bring your favorite dish. Yeah, something that you really like to do. It's simple. If you do that, just bring it. And if you're new to a Call to Freedom meetings, you can call me after the show at 1-877-917-7256, and I'll call you and give you directions to my home. And if you would like to attend on Saturday, you can call that same number that I just gave, and Jimmy will give you that number again. God bless you, and I hope to see you Saturday. I really do. Today, this weekend seemed a real focus on what is happening in the news. And I do watch more news now than I did before because of all the things that are going on. And I'm sure you stay abreast of what's going on with your phone or whatever you use. But I want to talk about the condition of our country. As I was praying for you this last weekend, the Lord put on my heart that some of you are anxious. Some of you are fearful about the future. And I don't want you to be. I want you to know that God is in the business of blessing you. And he's been doing this for a long time, folks. He's been doing it for a very long time. I remember when John and I were traveling from 1970 to 1980, when we then left the traveling across the United States to just weekends, because Kimberly was in junior high and wanted to be in the band. So we really gave her a priority then. I remember those 10 years we were on the road, the highest interest, the highest gas prices, the economy was just flatlining. It was. And from 1970 to 1980, God truly blessed us. We had a motorhome payment to pay for. We had a home to pay for. We were at a place where if we had been in the world and depending on things that were happening in the world, we would have been just full of anxiety and fear, but we were not. And I know sometimes we got to our destinations with only pennies in our pocket, but God blessed us, and we went on to the next stop and the next concert with a full tank of gas. And I'm thinking, God, as I look back, I say, oh God, you just blessed us so much. I want to be one of those praisers when I get to heaven. Oh, to praise him continually like the angels do. Well, you know, the United States of America is in upheaval right now. And I know that some of you are worried and anxious about your own situation with the economy like it is unsettled. And you're questioning about the president that you elected. Don't question. This is the time we look in the spirit and see what is really happening. And we are in a upheaval because other countries have taken advantage of us for decades and decades, charging immense tariffs on goods from the U.S. going to other countries, especially China. And we've just let them do it. We've taken our countries out of the United States, and they have had factories in China for years. And we started a long time ago saying, I'm not buying anything from China. Well, now you go into a store and see how many things are not from China. I mean, it's just a mountain of things. So we need to get this turned around. We must turn the ship around, the ship that we're on. We got to turn the ship around and midstream and take on the rough waves for a while. The government has relied on the tax base and the prosperity of this nation through its people. Hardworking, very generous, hardworking people. And the leaders of this country have spent us into $37 trillion. And it's climbing, folks. I mean, the interest alone, we're paying just the interest. Have you ever had a loan and just paid the interest? Or are you just paying the interest on your credit card? You're never going to make it. You're never going to make it because that's what they expect, that you'll just be a servant to them for the rest of your life. We must allow this new conservative government, whom I believe God has appointed, to turn this ship around. I am believing that with my whole heart. And just today when I saw President Trump greeting Prime Minister Netanyahu, it was just such a precious moment. It was a blessing. They're such good friends, and they were just saying hi to each other, and President Trump was escorting Prime Minister Netanyahu into the White House, and I know they're going to have a great time. They're going to have lunch together, and they're like dear friends. I love inviting my friends over, like for the meetings, to my home. It's just a wonderful time. Well, I only had one semester of economics, but I've watched what has happened in this country for many years because God has blessed this nation so very much. Other countries in the world have been jealous of our wealth and economy. That's because of God, folks. This is the only country that was formed and created by a God-based group of people who trusted in God for the Constitution, for the preamble, for all that they put together for us. So what did these other countries do that were jealous of our wealth? What did they do? In order to get the products they wanted from the U.S., they've charged ginormous dollars in tariffs on exports to their country. And we've done it. We've let them do it. We let them do this. And then when we wanted to receive the products from their countries, they charged us again, once again, tariffs for us to import their products to our country. We were crazy. Our governments were crazy. Our presidents and their cabinets were crazy. And I know, as I look back and I see some of the presidencies, I can say, yeah, they didn't have our country's best interest in mind. It was a double whammy, folks, and we let them do it to get their favor in the world scene. You remember when Obama paid homage to the leader of Saudi Arabia, and this is from a reporter who was there at the time. It's becoming increasingly apparent that our new president, this is when he was just elected, would rather be accepted and befriended by his new friends abroad than preserve America's reputation and leadership as the world's preeminent superpower. In a stunning twist of irony, Saudi Arabia stands to grow even richer under this administration as our oil dollars continue to flow to the Middle East because of President Obama's staunch opposition to increasing domestic oil production here at home. And when we bought oil from there and it was shipped over to the United States, we were paying tariffs on it, huge tariffs. The U.S. citizens didn't realize all that was going on in the background with the huge tariffs on imports and exports and the purchase of foreign oil to appease the citizens of this country. Because we were enjoying the results of the trades in our lifestyles and we didn't ask questions. We just were shopping. We were getting groceries. We were eating at restaurants. We were happy. Happy doesn't mean it's the best thing for us. And just keep paying those millions and billions to other countries so we could enjoy their products. Well, this fantasy lifestyle has to come to an end. And I'm so glad that men and women of integrity have backed President Trump in bringing all this waste and overspending to a stop. And why did I talk about Obama? Because I believe he was even behind what Biden was doing these last 4 years. I really do. I believe he was the puppet master, and he was at work controlling. So some of you have enjoyed, because this is a hunting and fishing place where a lot of people come from all over the United States to hunt and fish. Some of you have enjoyed this. And what does a hunter or a fisherman or a trapper do when he's hunting prey or wanting to catch fish? He puts a lure at the end of his line, or he sets a trap and then he scatters delectable seed or food that the prey likes. Pretty soon he's got what he went out for. Obama was pretty smooth in his talk and his promises, throwing out good things for the gullible people, free phones, free groceries, free medical. Do you remember people were yelling at the reporters, free gas? We're getting free gas? Did you remember that? See, I've gone back, especially on the weekends. I go back in my memory bank, and I realize how stupid, I gotta say, how stupid people were. And I remember even, Colorado's left-wing governor throwing out attractive incentives, and still is, to gullible people, and he's setting a trap, just like those hunters and the fishermen. And we know that the Lord, with spirits of discernment and wisdom from God, he's aware of what he's trying to do, this governor that we have right now. I'm saying to you folks, and my dear friends, and many of you power partners, that you need to stand strong. That's why I said in my slate, it was for freedom that Jesus set us free. So stand firm. No questioning, no anxiety, no worry, no fear. You serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. It was for freedom that Jesus set you free. So stand firm and be no longer subject to this slavery that they want us to be in. I don't want it. I don't want that anymore. And so I'm all for what is happening in our economy. I really am. I love the scripture verse from last week. Psalm 51, verse 6. Behold, you, O Lord, desire truth in the innermost being, and that's the spirit. Spirit to spirit, and you will make me know wisdom. You will make my power partners and my listeners know wisdom, Father God. As I speak this word to them, this word of encouragement, I know, Father God, you're going to go into each and every listening ear and teach them what wisdom and your truth really is. Oh, we need to desire God's truth and train in wisdom, my friends. We really need to train in wisdom, in the inner man of the heart, and not let go. Don't let go. Let those questions, and they'll be coming. They're swirling around in your mind. What if? What if? What if? Don't let that. Just let them go in Jesus' name. I let them go in Jesus' name. I speak your word, Father God, that you desire to bless me because you are my mighty provider. Secretary of State Rubio said he was confident markets would recalibrate as the global sell-off that followed the U.S. tariff announcement continued. And he was in at NATO in Brussels a week ago Friday. He said businesses around the world, including in trade and global trade, need to know what the rules are. Oh, I like that. Once they know what the rules are, they will adjust to those rules. And I just heard that there were 50 more nations that wanted to make discussions with President Trump about tariffs. I think that's remarkable. It's only been 4 months, friends. It's not been 4 years. It's been 4 months. And so markets are crashing because markets, and this is Rubio speaking, markets are crashing because markets are based on the stock value of companies who today are embedded in modes of production that are bad for the United States. And I believe that everything that President Trump is trying to do is for the good of this country and its people. So you can't get your favorite food or drink for a while. You can't go shopping like you used to. You can't go to games and be entertained like you used to. You can find some new entertainment that is less expensive. You must look to the end of things, just like we believers know that in the end of all this, we win. We win. God is on our side, and he's seen many governments succeed and be defeated. But remember, our forefathers were loyal and gave their allegiance to one God and one country dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Let me say that again. One country dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm so grateful for the things that have happened. Last week, Secretary Kennedy fired Fauci's wife at the CDC. I was happy. I was smiling. Rachel's going, yay. It's been too long coming. She and her husband, Anthony Fauci, have done a great disservice to the world. And to the and the blood of the millions of people is on their hands. It really is. Also, the administration is getting rid of DEI in the armed services, and I'm so grateful for that. They've released new steps to get rid of all DEI materials and teachings in the Navy, Air Force, Marines, Army, and Coast Guard. Friends, this black plague of DEI was taking over our whole country and bringing humiliation to the service people and their families, but not anymore. And look what a poll. I just looked at a poll. The CEOs of companies here in the United States gave us as motivation for success. They hire. And here's what they do for hiring. Number one, they look for integrity. They look for optimism. They look for intellectual curiosity, not the race, but intellectual curiosity, work ethic, empathy, self-awareness. Wow, I don't see any DEI in that list of qualifications for employment. And that's what we depended on before, and we're coming back to it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm finally getting to the verses of Scripture for this week, and I didn't mean to take so much of from this program on the United States, but that's where we live. And we should be really aware and interested and involved in what's happening in our country. Deuteronomy 33, verses 26 and 27. There is no God like the God of Israel, who rides the heavens to your help and through the skies in his majesty. Here's the verse I want you to focus on. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. The eternal God is our refuge and dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He drove out the enemy from before you and said, destroy, destroy. Isn't that beautiful? Destroy. Oh, praise the Lord. It's so wonderful to know that when we are fellowshipping with Holy Spirit, there's a peace that passes all understanding that will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. And right before this song by Micah Tyler, I want to tell you, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the loving kindness of God and the fellowship of Holy Spirit be with you as you listen to this.
I've seen shame, the kind that comes from mistakes, the kind that won't go away. When I turned around, they were right there to remind me. I've seen regret, the kind that messes with your head, the failures and the can't forgets. But standing here now, I'm thanking God it's behind me. Cause I've seen nail-scarred hands reach out and wipe it all away, yeah. Now I see grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away, yeah. When I was a prodigal, you saw the sun. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past has been erased. When I look back, I see grace. I still hurt, fall short of what you say I'm worth, and that devil says I don't deserve what you did on the cross, and he's right, cause I don't, but you did it anyway. I see grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away, yeah. When I was a prodigal, you saw the sun. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past has been erased. When I look back, I see grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all my sin. Thank God Almighty, gonna see it again. Oh, grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all my sin. I see grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. Yeah, yeah. I was a prodigal, you saw the sun. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past has been erased. When I look back, I see grace. I see grace, yeah. Grace, oh grace, grace that is greater than all my sin.
Oh, I am so grateful today. His grace is greater than all my sin, and he knows it, and he loves me. He loves you. He loves his people so much. You know, when God created man, it was a command of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together, They were together doing this. It's like what I told you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the loving kindness of God, and the fellowship of Holy Spirit be with you. Three, the Trinity. And when they breathed life into man, it was plural. In Genesis, it's Elohim. And that's plural, which means the totality of the Trinity was present when man was created. It was the breath of God that was behind the creation of man. And when he created man in his own image, he created man spirit first, because God is a spirit, soul, emotions, will, self-consciousness, that's the soul, and his body, which is directed by the five senses, and it is our earth suits. Our earth suit, that's right. In that creation is the ability to experience love and joy and peace and all the fruit of Holy Spirit. Unbelievers don't know what joy is because joy does not come out of the soul or out of the body. They are basically selfish in nature. They say all the time, well, what about me? What about me? What about me? Well, true joy cannot be exhibited in the soul or the body. It comes through the spirit to our spirits. And I'm going to tell you more about that tomorrow. We need to know where Holy Spirit is teaching us, where he's guiding us. It's not in our soul, not in our body. It's in our spirit, spirit to spirit. And it's such an important thing for each of you to understand, because when we die, we're going to go spirit to God. Our bodies are going to lie in the grave. We're going to go spirit to God until Jesus comes back and then resurrects our wonderfully transformed bodies. It's a beautiful experience, friend, and I want to talk to you more about that tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. God bless you and keep you, and don't be worried. Don't be vexed. Don't be fearful. God has this. He has you in his hand, and he's got this. Remember that. Trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.